Thanks for joining us today for the Power Walk Ministries broadcast as we continue in our current series titled Character Builders. How do we walk in the light even as we have so much darkness around us? We may not have all the power to bring about change on a large scale, but we can all deal with hateful or vengeful tendencies in our own heart. So how do we do that? Here's Pastor Paul Kennings addressing this very topic in his message, Be a Conqueror.
Many times, especially pastoring as long as I have, people could give you every reason in the world why they have a right to hate, why they have a right to be angry and to do what they feel like doing in the flesh. They can give it to you. They can say adultery in our bedroom, on our bed, anger. Married persons picked up a homosexual lifestyle and never knew about it, and they've hidden it from me. Anger. The person go to this job where just because I'm black or white, this person hates me. And people could try to validate why they have a reason to hate and have anger. We've been talking about this all week. Today, I want for us to focus on what is God saving us from. God has every reason when we ignore him, especially as virtual worship continues and people, wait till they go back to church, not faithful in their giving anymore, because what is God doing? He shut the church doors just like he shut everything else, and maybe he's mad at the church because the church is this and that, and start speaking against the church. Now, even spite of all of these things that we may do from day to day, God has every reason to be angry, every reason to hate us, every reason to turn against us, but God, even in his judgment, is not doing so because of hate. He's doing so like a good parent because of love. He disciplined those whom he loves, he says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7. So even when he disciplines us, it's not because of hate. So what is God purposely focused on saving us from so that he can preserve us and bless us? This is what we want to finish up this week and address. What we find here and where we've been living in 1 John as our base text, verse 9, he says, "He that saith, he is in the light and hated his brothers in darkness, even until now." This word darkness. "He that loveth his brother abideth in the light," remains there, dwells there. That's his lifestyle now. That's how he patterns his entire life or her entire life. "And there is none occasion of stumbling in him." That's where we're going to head on to this last message on this issue of hate and anger. "But he that hated his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he it goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes." That's why one person that chooses not to walk in darkness don't stumble. The person that chooses to walk in darkness stumble. They make bad decisions and it corrupts their life. That's the contrast that we want to focus on today, because that's what Christ is saving us from. That if God chose to hate man and never send Christ for man, then we all were doomed for hell. Here is the problem, though. Every child is a gift from God. Every child. Everybody, whether they choose Christ or don't choose Christ, are made by God. So he's literally going to condemn, as a result of this, all his children who may have turned to him, who have may surrendered their life to him, to hell. And God couldn't do that. So God, since God is love, he went after all mankind to bring all mankind back to him and sacrifice his son to get it done. God has every reason to have gone in the opposite direction, but God, because he is light, made the right decision that allows us to be saved and have an eternal future that can be blessings to us forever. He's saying, let's go in the same direction. Let's go in the same direction. That's why Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." When you start looking at Paul's life, he has every reason to hate a lot of people. Paul has every reason, but Paul said, "I count everything loss for the sake of knowing Christ," the knowing we've been talking about all week. So what is he driving us to, other than experiencing the glorious reward that is prepared for us in heaven, but also how do we live on earth that is a blessing to us? We got to still live on earth with the person hating us and doing things against us, with the situations that are still taking place, the disparity that still takes place in our communities, and the classism that is constantly among us. This is how we must focus. He says in verse 10, "He that loveth his brother abideth in the light." Abideth. remains there. There is none or no occasion of stumbling in him. Why? Because he's not walking in darkness. The darkness is representative of hate. The darkness is representative of a place. In fact, the earth was in darkness. God had to come and let there be light. Then he starts making the trees and everything else, and then man. There was light first. But when it was darkness, it was just this isolated planet sitting out there, and Satan is cast out into darkness. There's nothing productive in darkness. It's just death and decay, because it's led and ran by Satan. That's why the Bible says in John chapter 3, people that are living in sin love darkness. That's not the way a believer should go. Because if a believer goes this way, then they stumble, meaning they make some really bad decisions. Now, I want us to go to in 2 Peter chapter 1. He's going to teach us how we can so walk in this light that we constantly make great decisions, because it's led by the Holy Spirit, who's illuminating the Word of God, who's bringing it up to our minds. Because John 14, verse 26 says he'll bring the Word of God to our minds. He will convict us when we do sin. He will guide us into truth. So this Holy Spirit is operating. That's why he comes right back to this whole thing in verse 3. He says, his divine power hath granted to us all things pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us into glory and virtue. Watch this carefully. What this divine power has done, Holy Spirit, is gives us everything for life and godliness, every concept that we need to make any decision that we face in this life. The Holy Spirit does it. When I have the right concept and the word lived out becomes the truth, because it's being illuminated and guided by the Holy Spirit, he says, I have all that pertains to life and godliness. I can make any decision I need to make because the Holy Spirit is driving the decision-making process, and there's no way I can ever stumble. That's what he's going to continue to say. He's going to say, now here's the characteristics of a person that's living in the divine nature. He continues to say in verse 5. He says, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness. Godliness means the person is God conscious, that when I'm making decisions, when I'm living my life, I'm conscious that God is constantly in me, constantly around me. He knows everything. Brotherly kindness. But if these things be in you and abound, they make you yet still neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So the person just keeps getting more information, because the Spirit of God keeps giving them more to live on, more to walk on, more to understand. Because his job is to guide him in truth. He's the Spirit of truth. John 14:16. That's what he's driving to. So as a result of that, the person in verse 9 comes to this. This is awesome. I get excited about this, especially being a pastor and trying to make decisions. I have this confidence that if I do this process, this is the end result. We just got to stay focused in this. In verse 9, he says, but he that lack these qualities is what? Blind, and cannot see afar off. That's why they walk in what? Darkness. A person who's not growing in the Spirit walks in darkness. And had forgotten he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, here's the exciting part. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Act like we appreciate being saved. For if we do these things, we shall never, watch this carefully, we shall never fall. He says, wait a minute now. People make mistakes. People do different things. You know what he's saying? The person may make a bad decision from time to time, because the person may make a decision on their high emotions because they're in anger. But the Holy Spirit convicts them because they know him, because they walk in the light. When the Spirit convicts them, they come right back. And when they come back, the Holy Spirit illuminates the way they need to go, because they're committed to learn the Word of God. And he says, because of that, the person will end up not falling down to destruction. The person will keep moving forward in a productive and effective manner, with the light shining as the day. They are now walking in the light. The light shining is what? The truth. How could the truth, when the Holy Spirit is truth, ever guide us into making wrong decisions? That's why our anger and our hatred in the worst situations of our life cannot be what controls us, because he says Satan jumps into that, gets a foothold, and it becomes all kinds of characteristics that destroys us. Bitterness, slander, wrath, malice. So who's this destroys the most? It destroys us. It becomes this whole decision to walk in the light, this decision to not let anything but the Holy Spirit control our life leads to love coming out, because that's a fruit, to peace coming out. And guess who now fights for us? God fights for us, like he did in the case of David. He will be the one who stands and produces vengeance for us. He's the one that will guard us, as the psalmist would say. He is the one that will protect us and watch over us. In Psalm 34, God will rescue them from it all. He will sustain them, keep them in it, because when we walk in the truth, it becomes the belt of truth. It sustains the armor. We're working out our salvation in fear and trembling. As we do that, the fiery darts of the devil cannot overcome us. And that's why we are delivered from them all. So we end up becoming stronger, more effective for the kingdom of God, more committed to God, more resolved in obeying God, because God is directing how we respond to them. And in spite of what the feelings are, we learn to die to ourselves. We become better disciples of God because we've picked up the cross to follow Christ as we denied ourselves. And when we find the strength of God, we will find the joy of God. We will become overcomers. And that's why no matter what you do to Paul, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. It is not what was going wrong with Paul. It was what's going right with Paul from the inside out that allowed him in house arrest to write Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, because of a man who chose to live as a conqueror. The issue of our lives is not what's coming against us. It's what's working for us that matters the most. Stay focused.
My righteous ones will live by faith. That's Dr. Paul Cannings with that key point. And how about you? Do you have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ? Is Jesus in your heart? If you're not sure about your answer, then give us a call and let's talk about it. Our phone number is 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. Or visit us online at powerwalkministries.org to obtain this message series or browse through our ministry resources. Again, that's powerwalkministries.org.
We thank God that he continues to expand this ministry. We thank him for that. We're excited about it. We understand the times we're in as well. And the times we're in is difficult times. People are still jobless and struggling to make ends meet. As a church, we serve families each and every day since March of 2020 to reach lives for God's glory and let them know that God loves them, even in their troubling times. But we didn't meet our year-end goal. And so we want to reach out to those of you who did give and those who served and seeking to communicate to us how this ministry has served you. And for $10 or more, we would send you a book called Why Can't Mondays Be More Like Sundays? And it's a book about how you put your faith to work. And we pray that for $10 or more, you would consider supporting Power Walk. And if you could do more than that, it would be great. But we will send you this book as a way of saying thank you. Thank you so much for being engaged. Thank you so much for praying for us. We look forward to serving you more and more by the grace of God.
And now as we leave you, remember, as we just heard, the issue is not what are all these things working against us, but rather who is for us. God is for us, and with his help, we can be conquerors.